everyone. So today just I want to explain what companies are looking from every individual in this COVID season, means majorly from data scientists or AI, and how companies are even planning to invest some money. So like post 2019, so in 2019, what data scientist companies used to do is they used to hire the data scientists as a R&D field, research and development. So even though whether the team is required or not, they used to hire some people. I'm not speaking about pure data science companies or AI companies. I'm speaking about the new companies or within the big organizations where they start with a data science team. So these companies go with, they hire the data scientists, they invest money, and they try to pitch in some solutions to the client. And whether it is working or not, why doesn't they want to come up with POCs at a low investment, like zero money? They want to build the solutions. So they used to do it and they used to showcase to the clients. And even if client is okay for that, he used to invest it. Now, clients are nothing but major global clients, where exactly from, it may be from, the clients may be from healthcare, or the clients may be from manufacturing, or the clients may be from telecom, or the clients may be from any of the hardware and software components, or the clients may be from government sectors, any of the sectors. So now they used to have money, and if the idea is good and it's a new technology, so they used to have the buffer and they used to invest the money. So that's how they used to do it. So they used to invest money on analytics, or they used to invest money on navigating the things from native systems to the cloud environments, etc. They used to do all this sort of new operations. But now, due to the effect of this COVID, majority of the companies now they want to invest only on essential services. Very important. So I don't want to hire the people just for the sake, like I have a team. So I don't want to hire the people for majority of the team. I'm not hiring for R&D, research and development. So now this 1 year, the next 1 year from now to next up to 2021 or so, people gonna focus only on the services which are very important for a business to run. Even the clients invest the money for delivering something, means what add a value to their customers. Why, in the sense, now all these days they are not delivering any value to the people, they are not adding anything to the customers. So now they want to deliver something, so they want to focus on the essential services. So what companies are planning from a data scientist is, so rather than going for an R&D, they want someone who can instantly automate the things. Means they want to grow something, they want to impact something. So it may be like giving valuable insights, or it may be like coming up with automations. For example, essential services can be like delivering a hardware component, or a supply chain management, so reducing the overall supply chain process, or you are increasing the strength of a telecom signals. Or we can take something like, so you are manufacturing a product, or you are reducing the maintenance of the thing. Or let's imagine, like, if you're getting to the insurance policy. Now people even think about an insurance very less in note. So now you want a new plan, you want a new advertisement strategies, analytics, in order to improve the customers from the insurance sector. Or even for example, now due to the banks, they, whatever the insurance filed by the people, like the people, customers are paying the money for the insurance. Now the banks are unable to pay back the money if there is anything, like insurance claim happens. Why doesn't they have a very limited amount of bucket? So now whatever they are investing in, you need to think about very essential services. And even the projects, what you are having in your resume on data science or machine learning or AI, if you are able to come up with some automations towards the essentials like supply chain, or hardware components or software components, or related to something like financial services. So all these things, you need to optimize it. So now every company want to invest very less amount of money, and they want to make the work to be done. So if they're going to a human, they want to pay more money. So they want something to be automated. So now here comes the play of RPA, robotic process automation, gonna come into the picture. So AI gonna come into the picture in a very crucial note. Why, in the sense, these two are the main deliverables which delivers the automation. So people who are planning, I think from last 2019, you may get a comparatively low salary, but not very low, but comparatively a bit of slight slash down in salary, we can notice it. in 2020. Now, what companies are hiring for? But they are looking for pure essential skills in lines of data science, machine learning, and AI. So if you are able to have this skill set, like automation related skill set, by using data science, ML, and AI, if you are able to drive some automations, improve some value. So every time think essential is nothing but anything which is giving me a money comes into an essential service. So try to think about anything which is adding a value to a company. Think on those lines and make sure your resume or your profile, your portfolio consists of something which is adding a value that helps you, every individual, to get into your career as a data scientist or ML. People are hiring more towards AI and ML, that's for sure. Why? In the sense, they want to automate the things. So try to focus on these areas. And if anyone are looking for essential service based or analytics, value added based projects and all this, yes, we are, BPEC is doing career transition programs where we are adding up with something value added projects which comes up with return on investment and all this. So if any learner is looking for real time projects on data science or machine learning or AI, yes. So in order to beat this COVID season, yes, we came up with a very good set of projects, real time projects, where a learner can work and they can place them in their resume, which comes up with everything. It's going to be more like a real time than learning like an institute kind of thing. So try to visit bpec.in where you are able to find the pure real time stuff. All right. So thank you so much.